Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Key farm groups are backing Democratic legislation to relieve the legal ag labor shortage. The Ag Worker Protection Act by Democrats Zoe Lofgren in the House and Senator Dianne Feinstein has the support for the American Farm Bureau and also the National Milk Producers Federation. But how far can it get while the toxic political fight continues over border wall funding? This is AFB's Paul Schlegel.
In my discussions with the congresswoman's staff, they've indicated they want to reach out across the aisle to see if they can find a solution. We've indicated our willingness to work with them wherever and however we can to come to an agreement. And so I don't think you prejudge an outcome before you give it a shot.
AFB and the National Milk Producers say the new bill gives agriculture access to a legal workforce, though Schlegel says it doesn't have the needed guest worker program in a failed bill in the last Congress. President Donald Trump said Saturday broader reforms could follow if Democrats accept his latest border wall compromise that extends temporary status for child immigrants and others displaced by disasters.
300,000 immigrants whose protected status is facing expiration will now have three more years of certainty so that Congress can work on a larger immigration deal, which everybody wants, Republicans and Democrats. And our farmers and vineyards won't be affected because lawful and regulated entry into our country will be easy and consistent.
But Democrats quickly rejected any deal until Trump reopens agencies, including the USDA, shut down for a month. But Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell committed to bringing up Trump's package this week. And Schlegel says it's still an open question if ag reforms would come first in any new reform push.
We have been trying to get this thing done for about two decades now. So if we can get a solution, truthfully, we wouldn't mind being a poster child for showing people how stuff can get done in a bipartisan fashion in a sensible way.
And finally, the Food and Drug Administration is considering calling back more furloughed workers to help with its inspections of high-risk foods. The FDA said last week it would restart inspections of high-risk foods that have been stopped due to the federal government shutdown. Among the foods that the FDA considers high risk are seafood, select dairy products, unpasteurized juices, fresh fruits and vegetables, spices, shelled eggs, sandwiches, prepared salads, and infant formula. Meanwhile, the National Pork Producers Federation reminded the nation over the weekend that the federal meat inspectors are working in meat packing plants despite the government shutdown. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few moments of your time with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.